Welcome to Let's Talk Horses. I'm your host, Jason Vance. Joining me today is University of Vermont Extension Equine Specialist Betsy Green. And today we are going to be talking about hazards in the barn. And what would you say is the number one hazard in a horse barn?
If you think about the facilities, a lot of times there'll be hay in the barn and potential for fire. If you think about the people, a lot of times it's the behavior or the lack of knowledge of the horse and the horse's instincts. And so that tends to get people in trouble when they don't realize what they could have done or shouldn't have done.
So what are some of the things that you may not be aware of as far as dangers and ways to be more aware of what's going on?
If people think about horses as a prey animal, then they'll understand that the first instinct is to either fight or flight. And first choice would be run away if they can, which is sometimes why you see people getting dragged and things like that. And so you don't think about when folks are coming up and touching the horse and the horse isn't aware that they are around and suddenly it spooks or it breaks a cross tie or tries to pull back and somebody gets hurt, all because the horse's natural instincts kicked in above the training.
So what are some precautions you can take to stay safe in a horse barn?
First of all, always let the horse know who you are, where you are, and what you're doing. So talk to the horse, walk up to the horse within their sight line. Obviously, don't walk directly behind the horse because shock or fear or kick can result. But also keep the horse in a situation where they're not going to suddenly be frightened by something else. I mean, some of the things that can scare those horses would be somebody that comes to visit your horse and they have their little kids and the kids want to pet the horse, and that's great. But that stroller can seem like a very terrifying thing if the horse has never seen one before.
So really, horses don't like to be surprised.
Absolutely not. They like consistency. They like to be comfortable and not fearful. And so if you can make your behaviors so that they're well aware of what's going on, you'll have much better situations.
Now, what advice do you have for people about dealing with hazards in the barn and trying to make sure that everyone's safe and that the horses are calm and not end up being surprised?
Well, first thing, if you look at your barn kind of like you're watching CSI and you're trying to find what's wrong with the situation, everybody has issues in their barn. There's always something that a horse can find a way to get hurt on or be afraid of or whatever. But if you know that you have a situation that's unsafe, change your behavior. So if you have slick floors, don't put the horse on cross ties there. Groom it in the stall. Or if you have, don't put tack boxes in the aisles. All these types of things that look for the hazards that you or your horse could get into a problem, and then change your behavior.
To really, there aren't very many hazards in the barn that you can't change the situation of, right?
Right. If you can change the facilities, that's great, but most people can't. So work on changing your behavior and don't put a horse or a person in a dangerous situation. And of course, always have supervision when there's people that are either young or unfamiliar or uneducated about horses, and that will help decrease any kind of potential accidents in the barn.
Which, something that we haven't talked about is there is always the possibility of being hurt by a horse, getting caught in a corner, or being kicked. Talk to us a little bit about those situations and how to deal with them.
You have to, at times, when you're working around an animal that could spook at any time, but you have to make sure that you're aware of and warning them. You're also getting the information and education and supervision so that you learn where to position yourself and how to not be unsafe. There's always a risk because you're talking about a prey animal, but you can decrease those risks with good understanding of horse behavior.
Well, Betsy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
That's Betsy Green, University of Vermont Equine Specialist. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses.